Good Wednesday. Today is August the 14th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the EPA back in the news again as they are looking for action on glyphosate. State warning labels on different products containing glyphosate are what's in question, as the concerns over the different labeling and what that means state by state. We'll have the details on the lawsuit and what may come out of it after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
The EPA making agricultural headlines once again as state warning labels on products containing glyphosate that include information contrary to scientific findings from the U.S. EPA would constitute misbranding, that if the agency grants a new petition filed last Wednesday by states' attorneys general from 11 states. Now, glyphosate, that the active ingredient in Roundup, it's been the subject of numerous product liability lawsuits across the country alleging cancer links to the herbicide's use. Now, juries have awarded billions of dollars in damages to alleged victims, although the EPA and other governmental bodies around the world have maintained the available science establishes no cancer connection. Now, last Wednesday, attorneys general from Iowa and Nebraska led the filing of the petition, and it was joined by those from Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Indiana, Louisiana, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and South Carolina. Petitioners respectfully requested the EPA to declare that any state labeling requirements inconsistent with the EPA's findings and their conclusions from its human health risk assessment on human health effects, such as a pesticide's likelihood to cause cancer, birth defects, or reproductive harm, constitutes misbranding under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, that according to the petition. Now, the proposed rule merely seeks to clarify any ambiguity concerning misbranding under FIFRA. FIFRA already prohibits states from enacting more stringent or even different labeling requirements than those imposed by the EPA, the state said in their petition. And although states have the authority to restrict the sale or use of pesticides within their borders, the petitioners say they cannot impose or continue to affect any requirements for labeling or packaging in addition to or those different from those required under FIFRA. The state said the agency has, quote, never formally codified the preemptive effects of its scientific findings developed during the registration process as it relates to state statutes mandated health warnings or, quote, under common law failure to warn claims. And the statement to DTN, Bayer said it was, quote, encouraged to see continued broad recognition and discussion on the importance of this topic for farmers and consumers alike, and the need for a solution to this issue created by the litigation industry. Now, Bayer said, as a company focused on research and development, having a, quote, stable environment able to support new and existing technologies, that's crucial for farmers and innovation. And when it comes to glyphosate, the state said the advantages to farmers using the chemical are, quote, well documented. The attorneys general said that the uniformity sought to the petition goes, quote, far beyond glyphosate. Glyphosate is merely the regulated pesticide that courts have considered in finding an ambiguity in the FIFRA that the plain language of the statute does not support, that according to the petition. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, food safety officials have just announced a plan designed to reduce salmonella contamination and illness associated with raw poultry products. USDA's Gary Crawford tells us more.
Yes, it's true. Over the last 20 years, we have seen a significant reduction in contamination of raw chicken and other poultry products by salmonella bacteria. However,
we have seen no change in the amount of illness that is attributed to chicken. And that's just not right.
Not right. Dr. Emilio Esteban is Undersecretary of Agriculture for Food Safety. He says to make it right and reduce the numbers of human illnesses caused by salmonella in poultry products, the U.S. is now proposing new rules that would have poultry growers and processing plants place a lot more attention on testing for and eliminating a half dozen of the 2,700 types of salmonella that are out there.
It's not a perfect solution, but it's a huge step in the right direction to at least start to focus on those serotypes that are really making people sick.
Dr. Esteban says out of the thousands of types of salmonella bacteria that exist, only about a half dozen of them can infest raw poultry and cause human illnesses at the same time. He says those are the types of salmonella the industry needs to concentrate on at every point along the poultry production system, from the farm to the processing plant to the consumer.
I see it as an onion with different layers, and each layer has another layer of protection.
And the layers begin at the farm level.
If you present a very nice, clean, healthy chicken to the slaughter plant, then the job is easier. If you maintain that quality within the plant, that maintains that uniformity and adds another level of protection. Then if you take it to the final product, and we are now implementing a final product standard to remove certain serotypes and amounts of contaminated product, and then you include good consumer handling and practices for cooking, it is the responsibility of the entire chain to get to the point where we don't make people sick by eating contaminated poultry.
And Dr. Esteban says the plan for these new rules is to prevent products contaminated with these types of bacteria from ever being sold to consumers at all. And in doing so,
we'll reduce human illnesses by about 25%.
Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.